Do it.
Chicken wings.
You're listening to Off-Road Garage Podcast, and here are Jason and Jim.
And we're live. What's going on, Jason?
What's up, buddy?
Dude, my ears are still ringing, but life is good.
It's because you're listening to some crazy Russian rock metal.
Russian grindcore, baby. Yeah.
It's already a good time.
You fall into the wormhole. We got Kitty Cat JK in the house today. How are you?
Yeah, fantastic.
She just hit him with the meow.
I love the meow. Right off the gate.
It startled me. I thought she said, call me ma'am. And I'm like, what?
What? Meow.
All right. So that's the show, everybody. We're out.
And we out.
And we're good.
That should be enough right there.
Meow.
So she was saying she was shocked that we invited her to the show. Doesn't have any idea why. But you saw the IG. You saw the punishment of that poor Dana 30 and then Patty's. And every corner.
Hard, dude. Wheels hard. I gotta find out. Why?
Jason hit me up. He's like, hey, check this out. I got to have her on the show. I'm like, yeah? He's like, yeah, watch your IG stories. I'm like, watch them. And I'm like, yeah, dude. She punishes that rig for sure. Oh, Dana 30. She likes to party.
Yeah.
Maybe we should have her on the show.
Yeah. It's close enough to make it work. I like it.
38s on a Dana 30.
38s on a Dana 30.
38s on a 30.
Why not?
Hashtag.
I thought they were 37.
Hashtag that. By the way, we also throw all our great ideas on the internet for everyone to enjoy.
Yeah. Like your Jeep only runs on six cylinders. Should be a t-shirt.
Yes.
And we threw that out there. Like we should totally.
38s on 30 like a boss.
Yeah. Like a gangster.
You know what? You can say all you want, but that thing has survived for 4 years.
Yeah.
Until it didn't, but
all the way until it did. It's like the sea. That's like the plane crash. The plane flew all the way until it didn't.
It worked really well until it didn't.
Reminds me of Ken Sr. and his transmission story. Like, yeah, a Ford transmission will give its life, but it'll get you there. It's the same kind of like all the way to the end, bro. Like ride it out. So 38s on a 30.
Yeah.
And we were talking, I mean, before the show, we did a little talk. But
we talked
a
lot.
You've been to Winrock.
We should have recorded a long time ago.
Yeah.
You've been to Winrock in it, Bundy Hill.
Yeah.
What else?
Rocks and Valleys.
Okay.
It was about a year ago. So it was when COVID hit. It was a year ago. Rocks and Valleys, I went 4 weeks in a row, like every Saturday for a month. And I threw in a trip to St. Helen in there, too.
Okay.
I mean, it's not a huge deal.
Yeah.
You know, it's nothing too crazy up there, but it's still.
I like Rocks and Valleys.
Rocks and Valleys is my favorite park in Michigan.
Yeah, I agree.
You been in Turtle Ridge yet?
Love it. No.
Ooh, Turtle Ridge.
Turtle Ridge is rowdy.
On Drummond?
No, never been.
Yeah, it's rowdy.
Ooh.
Yeah, you should probably get up there.
I think you should wait for the upgrades.
Yeah, once your upgrades roll in, you should go up there. It's substantial. There's some pretty nasty stuff up there.
I'm going to need four-wheel drive, probably. I only have
two-wheel
drive
right
now.
Would probably help.
If you bang the rev limiter enough, you'll figure it out.
I just posted that, actually. I'm trying to find my rev limiter.
Oh
really?
The Jeep won't let me find it.
Four low, and then just put it on the floor. It'll
find it.
I feel like that's happened. But
yeah,
it
when
just
you see the needle on the tachometer just kind of bouncing,
no.
Making a horrible, ugly sound. No,
not yet.
How
have you
am
been
I surprised
you
by it?
Attention?
How have you like broken so many things and not found a rev limiter? You are gifted. I like it.
Yeah, somehow the 30 held together, but the 44 didn't. The sector shaft didn't, and the rev limiter never came into play.
Transfer case.
T case. Okay.
Yeah, broke that.
But the rev limiter never came into play at all.
No.
What is going on?
I don't know. I don't know.
I think you might have like a unicorn 30.
I need help.
You're in the wrong spot, sister. Let me tell you what. If you're looking to us for help.
All right, I gotta go.
I like
go.
It. No, yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, she came for therapy. I think she's in the wrong spot.
I thought you guys were going to help me. No, I'm perplexed. This is amazing.
You guys don't realize, like, I don't know what I'm doing here. I've never wheeled, all right? Like, wheeling is new to me. I've had this Jeep for 4 years.
Okay.
I leased a TJ, 12 years ago?
TJ Life.
Right, leased it, loved it. It was stock.
Mm. Yeah.
Just love Jeeps.
Got into the
didn't
life.
Know anything about wheeling, right?
Yeah.
To me, wheeling was going in the mud.
Mudding.
Right.
Yeah.
Michigan. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hitting some mud puddles on a nasty dirt road.
Yeah. If you put it in four-wheel drive, you're
wheeling.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's true. That's accurate. Like, it's no knock.
Right.
Right?
It's pretty common for, especially like this part of the state of Michigan.
Right.
Yeah. There's really nothing around here but some, you know, talked about nasty dirt roads.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man, have you taken
it? You ever been out to King Road?
Yeah, you got to take it there.
It's shut down
after
now, guys.
After a rain, it's nasty. Yeah.
Do you guys remember when I got stuck on the side of Walden Road and Clarkson, side of a dirt road?
I can't say that I do.
Yeah, I can't say I heard that story.
I'll show you that picture.
Oh, no.
I got stuck on the side of a dirt road.
In a Jeep on 38s?
Yeah, in the JK, yeah.
On 38s?
Yep.
On the side of a road?
Yep.
Can you imagine driving by that mess? Like,
what? Like, where am I at? What just happened?
I just crossed into the Congo or something.
So I'm sitting there like, oh, shit. And the water is up over the hood. And I'm like, what? Oh, God, son of a bitch. And then the sirens and lights behind me. And I was like, oh.
Because they think you need, like, they need to water rescue you. Like, the Coast Guard's
someone's dying. She's clearly distressed.
Medical emergency.
Okay.
Something has caused her to make this poor life choice.
God, I'm going to show you guys the picture. Anyway, Where do I go from there?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Let's start with the simplest part. Okay, so you leased a JK. You leased a two-door JK. What was your...
Leased a TJ.
TJ.
Yeah, TJ. Okay. So you bought the JK.
Yes.
The TJ, like, fueled your passion for Jeeps. And you're like, yeah, this is rad. I'm okay with leaky floorboards.
I can take the doors off. I can take the top off. This is all right.
I never took the doors off that Jeep.
Okay.
Okay.
I bet you the frame is perfect, too, still.
Probably mint.
Jeeps have started for me... In college, college boyfriend, it was my first college trip. We went from Virginia Beach to the Outer Banks, North Carolina.
Okay.
In a TJ, top down.
Yeah.
I was like, this is America. This is freedom. This is life.
Next best thing to a motorcycle.
Right. That was the starting point.
So that was when you got bit. I got it. Okay.
Yep.
So leased a TJ.
Yep.
Got rid of that, adulted for a while, then got the JK?
Basically, yeah.
Okay. Yep. Adulting was stupid, so you went back to a Jeep.
I leased 3 Fusions.
Yeah, see, adulting.
Ford Fusions.
Adulting. Yeah.
Great car.
Simple car. Good fuel economy.
It's a great second car.
Right. It's a great second car.
Fuel economy. What is that that you speak of?
It's not a Jeep term.
Actually, I'm getting really good gas mileage these days with no axle shafts and no drag shaft.
Whoa, you found the secret.
Less drag.
It's like almost 18 miles a gallon right now on 38s. Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. You got the gearing is working for you. There's less drag in the front end.
Yeah.
All right.
Less weight from all the parts you took out.
You know, like some.
Yeah.
Less drag from the fenders. I mean, she's doing it right.
Are you saying that Jeep should have maybe put in some kind of unlocking hubs in the front axle?
No.
What?
Like free spins? No.
Are you trying to say that turning parts for no reason whatsoever is not a good engineering idea? How could that be?
But I can just slam it in the gear.
That's true. You can just put it
whenever I need it. 60 miles an hour. Bam!
Because they don't make hubs that lock automatically.
Four-wheel drive. Bam!
And other manufacturers. Not that they're any good. But.
My dad is finally catching on that he can roast me about Jeep stuff. Yeah. So he was like, we were replacing the power steering pump the other day, and he put it on jack stands, and he's like, why is this free spinning? Do you have locking hubs? And I was like, hilarious.
Thanks, Dad.
It's great. It's so funny.
Okay. So you got the JK.
Yeah.
This is what happens. We find these rabbit holes, and then we go, like, come back to the storyline, okay? You got the JK.
Mm-hmm.
What made you say, yeah, dude, 38s for a daily is a great idea?
Well, I bought it with 37s.
Oh, okay. So just next size up makes sense. I got it now.
Right. What's another inch?
Yeah, right.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
So I bought the JK 40,000
like
miles.
Like you just like an even number, 38 or something? Like it just sounded like a better number?
Well, they were given to me. So
okay.
I was grateful, you know.
Yeah.
Super lucky. That. And they were like, well, we can give you 37s or 38s. I was like, fuck it, 38s. Like,
38s are bigger.
Like, you out of 40s?
Right. I was like, well, you shouldn't run 40s on a Dana 30. I know that much.
38s are totally
let's
cool.
Let's not go crazy. 38s are fine. Right. That'll be fine.
And it was for years,
oh
it sounds
God.
Like.
4 years.
4 years of wind rock and rocks and valleys. And
so to be fair, it was one trip to wind rock. That did it all.
That was
in August.
That was the fate of the 30. The dirty 30 met its fate in Georgia.
That was where all my problems started, and they're still going on.
It sounds like a lot of problems, because that's when you got bit really hard by the bug, too, right?
Yeah.
The wheeling bug got you.
That's when I said one tons.
Okay, tons. Okay.
Must have one tons. I can't do this anymore. Like, it's got
to
be.
You got to be able to drive home.
Was
or
that
at least
the
Dana, pull it back to the trailer with four tires attached.
Was that the 30 and the sector shaft in the same trip?
No, actually. I ripped the track bar off the axle at Windrock. The sector shaft was at Bundy Hill a couple months after that.
How do you rip a track bar off an axle.
Oh, I've done that.
Okay. I'm doing something wrong, bro, because most of my stuff holds together.
You guys said before, you were talking about how your welds held.
Yeah.
My dad, like, inspected. He was like, wasn't the weld. Wasn't my weld.
Wasn't my weld.
He goes, I don't know how you did it, but you ripped that metal. You tore that metal.
I've seen that, too. Yeah.
Right.
Wasn't my weld. I love it.
Wasn't right. my weld. It's still thing. Attached to that bracket. It's the chunk of axle attached. I've seen that, too. It's been, it happens.
Let's say that you would have said if I was on the side of a trail Moab, like, wasn't my fault.
Wasn't my weld. See that hind joint still attached? It's just the rest of it's not.
That was a real dicey moment, though. That was a scary night.
Yeah, coil springs and no track
it is
bar.
Not,
pretty rowdy.
Was it the front track bar or rear track bar?
Front.
Front track bar?
Yeah.
It is not fun. Did you try to drive it back?
I drove it back.
It's fun with no track
and
bar.
And you know,
it.
Windrock is like, you're 35 miles from
I don't
campsite.
Know I'm jealous of oh that you God. Do know Windrock, and
soon
I don't.
As
my, Windrock's
on our list. As soon as this is done, I gotta go.
As soon as it's done, like, right now. Like this show?
No, as soon as I have four-wheel drive again.
I like the sounds of that.
I was
but
like,
no,
I'm on vacation.
I broke my track bar at Drummond, and I was trying to get back on the roads late at night, which, like, thank God there's not many police patrols on Drummond, because there's no way I would have not gotten pulled over. I'm trying to turn, and I just see the front tire come out. You're like, oh, no. Like, oh, there's a turn coming up. I'm like, I don't know what to do. We're going into the ditch.
Figure right. it out. Hold on, everybody.
Yeah.
So basically, it's at Windrock, and, you know, you come off a trail after being out there for 14 hours.
Yeah.
Everybody knows better, but somehow there's no food, no water. Mm-hmm. Everybody's drunk. Like, we've all made terrible choices. You know, it's been a really long day.
That's some rowdy life choices right there.
Just, and it's my daily driver, but... I'm on the side of the road, and I'm like, guys, my wheel's upside down, and I, like,
did you look out
something's
and watch
broken.
The Some, tires, yeah. like, come in and out of the Jeep? That's the best.
And I'm the only girl. I'm like, something's broken on the Jeep, and nobody wants to listen to me. They're like, oh, yeah, she's
you're
fine.
Fine.
She's
what does
fine.
She know?
It's
she's,
fine.
Like, drawing
right.
down a mountain.
Exactly. Literally down a mountain. So Windrock, again, you're 40 miles from the campsite.
Yeah.
Switchbacks down a mountain. You know,
no,
you
have no way
no
to
steering.
Move the front tires at all.
Just, no. I was like, Jesus, like,
you start praying because this is
all
you got.
Wheel.
Yeah,
like, this
well,
is
he
all I
could,
got.
But there's no way the wheel's not connected really anymore.
So somehow, and my lights are in party mode, and I'm like, this is fine. And they say it's fine, it's fine. Like, just go, keep driving. Whatever. What are you gonna do? Die here? You're not. Like, just go back. Find
you
the,
might
find the camp. Exactly.
Just gonna live here now.
So we get back to camp, and in the morning, everybody looks at the Jeep, and they're like, "Oh my God! Oh shit! Like, was she fucking
like, how'd you make it back?
How did she make that?
Yes,
like a boss.
And but now you're hooked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So now the solution is not don't do that again. The solution is build the Jeep better so that it doesn't happen again.
I mean, that sounds right. That sounds
right? You're just, yeah, you're chasing dreams. But yes, eventually you'll get there.
Right.
And then you realize you have a full-on Ultra 4 car.
Yeah.
Which I feel like you're not opposed to.
Not at all.
So she has to drive it to work in the winter.
Oh, I'll daily drive an Ultra 4 car. I don't care.
Take her net off. I will. Pull her net off and the snow is just her whole face is frozen. Snow.
She's down for that. I
right to the mall every
you're
day.
Just, you're out there every morning taking out the can of lube to spray the Heim joints. I don't want these to rust up. So it freezes up. This shit is expensive.
Okay.
Getting pulled over. What is that? That's full hydro steering.
Officer.
Officer doesn't know the rules because he doesn't know the laws. Of
you haven't heard about hydro awesome
this.
Steering?
Just do this.
Is that fine. That doesn't work for me.
Yeah, same.
The same effect. I don't have that same effect.
You see that meme where the dude, she's like, jail. I didn't think you gave pretty girl tickets. She's like, we don't sign here. Press hard. Press hard. Five copies. And I'm like, bam.
Wow, burn. Burn.
That'd be me. Like, just trying to fluff my beard up like, officer.
Officer. Oh, no.
But yeah, Windrock was the catalyst to all of this. It wasn't the first drive and the TJ that the guy had in college. It wasn't leasing my TJ. It was not buying my JK. It was that trip to Windrock.
Just punishing a poor vehicle with a minivan motor instead of a mountain.
Because I was trying to keep up, and I did keep up with all the V8 guys
okay.
yeah. and buggies.
So you need an LS swap too?
Shouldn't. Oh yeah, that's going to happen.
I mean, yeah. Getting rid of that minivan motor.
Have to call again. Have to have her call Timmy.
Jeep engineers. What maybe let's not take the engine out of a freaking minivan and put it in a 5,000-pound four-wheel drive vehicle.
What is this rev limiter you speak of? I still haven't found mine.
It sounds cool.
You just hold it to the floor. It works itself out. It does sound good. It does sound awesome.
My Jeep won't do that.
Really?
Yeah, I've tried.
Does it have, like, safety mode in it or something? What year is yours?
I think it's 12.
Okay, maybe it had. Oh, because she got the safety she has the Pentastar.
Oh my God!
Oh, she's
mode.
Got the better,
motor than I got because mine does it.
She's got the upgraded down a country motor.
I think she. I might have the Voyager still down a country. That's a different.
No, no, I still got. Well, I at least I got a 4 liter. Yeah. It's like the G motor.
My TJ's got a 4 liter. Shut up.
And it's way more. It's faster than mine. Pro tip: when you buy a Jeep Grand Cherokee and they gave you a 4 liter, they also gave that 4 liter asthma. Because they're like, you didn't pay for
you
the V8.
You should have bought the V8.
You have like 10 horsepower. You have to bounce it off the limiter to go anywhere.
It's kind of fair.
I feel so. You know?
Yeah.
You cheaped out. You didn't get the V8.
Right.
Yeah.
So you get an asthmatic 4 liter. Exactly. Yeah. Right? Here you go.
Have to have her call Tim Ryan.
These are your choices. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Tim Ryan on the V8.
Tim, if you're listening, we need some V8. Advice for a JK.
I know Tim Ryan.
Yeah, yeah, we've had him on the show twice. Yeah.
He's been super cool.
He's rad, dude. Yeah. We love him.
Awesome. Yeah.
Very cool guy.
Yeah.
We're supposed to go wheel San Hollow with him.
Oh, my God. When are you going?
We don't know yet. We're trying to work it out. Because he wants to go to Ultra 4 race. I want to go back to Moab. We're trying to figure out.
I'm going to be the King of the Hammers.
It's like we're married.
I got to check that out.
We got to like plan our vacations around each other. We're hoping to go to Ultra 4, King of the Hammers and Angel from 7 slot. Go check that out.
Yeah.
We got invited with Fly Racing. Mm-hmm. To go down there. We got invited by True North Racing to go down there. But then Tim's like, hey, come to San Hollow. And I'm like, that sounds super rad.
Trail Hero and all that stuff. I'm like,
oh,
yeah.
My God.
So yeah. It's just not enough time
yeah.
to do all the rad. So we got invited to go.
We got to find the right sponsors to give us an RV and a trailer.
It's a week of driving.
Yeah.
Right. Like, yeah.
It drives forever.
We could probably do it in 3 days.
It's because we don't sleep. We just drive straight through.
Caffeine.
But even there and back, like,
that's 6 days, yeah.
Pro tip,
yeah.
That's probably what you need to do, is you need to lease a truck and get a trailer. That's the best thing you can do for a Jeep.
I still make payments on the JK.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
I'm about to one-ton swap it.
Yeah.
Why not? The bank approves that, don't you?
Barely.
Oh, I should have worn my shirt.
Barely.
What's one?
The one from Angel. It says, does the bank know you're doing what you're doing with their Jeep?
I should have worn the our Dare shirt.
We got to get her one.
Oh, yeah, we'll have to get you the Dare to wheel without one tons.
Because she did. Don't worry, the all the covers she has makes up for it. Mm-hmm. The diff covers are saving everything.
You got the hard diff covers. They seem to work right for you. Diff covers and light bars, that's where it's at.
It's the Dana 30, blessed by God.
Huh. It worked for you. I mean, I'd say, yeah, run it. You can get that same diff cover.
It's just really disappointing, man. Like, on 23, so I go to the shop to get a quote, right? And then all of a sudden, I'm like, uh-oh. I'm driving, I'm like, uh-oh.
Did the shop do it?
What noises exactly did it? Like, what does a grenading 30 doing highway speeds sound like?
Probably awesome.
Besides just terrifying?
Not a ton of sounds. And thankfully, there was traffic that was backed up, so I was going slow.
Okay.
Like I wasn't at speed.
I probably saved your butt, yeah.
Yeah. Because I imagine like a front axle locking up cannot be a good thing. Did it lock up or just kind of
gave way?
And self-clearance?
Yeah. I've tried to like think back to what exactly happened.
Working through the traumatic experience again.
Right. There wasn't a bang. There wasn't like there was nothing really significant. Okay. It was just kind of like a release.
Front drive shaft attached, yes or no?
Yes, barely. Okay.
Kind of like a release, like it's slipping to sweet death. Like just,
it just you just slowly let it go. Right. You felt the
euthanasia.
Life force.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You felt the life force slip away from that Dana 30.
I'm gonna make her a shirt. I euthanized 30s.
It was.
I'm giving out our good ideas.
20 seconds of peace, where the Jeep was driving smoother than it had in a long time. I was like, wow, there goes the vibration.
It's like, finally, this thing is self-healing.
It fixed itself. Oh, my. Right. And I was like, well, I know this isn't good. And then 2 seconds later, it's like, just horrible. Just
tell me you're a Jeep person without telling me you're a Jeep person. When the Jeep finally drives smooth and you're like, this isn't good, that's how you know.
All the noises went away, and it's driving at what? It's doomed. We're dead.
It happened to us a couple times. Like, hey, it's getting quiet. Something's wrong.
It's not great. Right. It's great for a minute, right? Yeah. This is fantastic. So, yeah. And yeah, I'm on this. I was already in the right lane because that's the only
Jeep
thing
life,
I,
right?
That's the only thing I ever do anymore because it's been problems before that. This is after my transfer case broke.
Okay.
This is after all the other issues I've had.
Did it break or explode?
Exploded.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll show you pictures.
Yeah, they don't just like break nicely.
Yeah. My dad was like, well, you have a. So one day, he goes, your transfer case is leaking. It's cracked. And literally the next day, he goes, well, I can put my whole fist through your transfer case. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. The TJ you had
there's,
in here.
Yeah, there's one. There's still parts from one in that gray cart, I think.
Yeah.
I was like, hey,
my kid was driving this.
My kid was driving it down the highway, and I think my transfer case broke. I don't know. The four-wheel drive shifter just moves up and down. Doesn't really do anything. I pull it in here. I'm like, you realize, like, the drive shaft's just chilling on, like, this cross member here. Like
gone.
There's a chain just hanging down.
Is that bad?
Yeah.
It's bad. Yeah.
They're not quick disconnect at all.
So this
not
happened on 23, right? And I finally get off the road. I got someone on my tail, of course. Like,
right. 23.
Because like, they don't realize Jeep life.
I'm going 4 miles an hour. My life is over. I know this now. So yeah. I throw in my hazards and whatever. And I was like, thanks, guys.
We need that bumper sticker. Like, don't follow too close because there's at any moment you
Stop.
Could catch shrapnel and oil.
Stop.
You could die.
Make it. Don't give it away.
Die.
You will die. Right. So I finally pull off. And I'm not a mechanic. I don't know a lot. I know a little bit. So anyways, I get under the Jeep, and I'm like, well, that's clearly a front, you know, axle, drive shaft, whatever it is issue. I know I have solid drive shafts.
Right.
It's not the drive shaft, but I put my hand in the drive shaft, and it's like.
Nailed it.
Like
okay.
this. Like,
yeah, not good.
I was like, oh. I'm not sure how that's not fallen out. Like, it's hanging on for dear life.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
My drive shaft is like, oh, my God, please. Oh my God.
Saying the rosary underneath there.
Right. So I call my dad. Long story short, he comes out. I was like, just take the drive shaft out. Hopefully that's it, right?
Yeah.
So we pull the drive shaft out, and I drove it around the parking lot. No.
Still making noise, like, Dad.
Like, it's terrible. I go, well, I don't know, so you drive it. And he drives it 4 feet, and he's like, fuck this. Like, no,
yeah,
good. Nope.
Done.
Good.
Like, yeah, no good's coming of that.
Call flatbed, and that was, yeah.
Oof.
And that was recent, right?
April 23rd.
Right to the date. Like, yeah, April 23rd, my life changed.
Yeah.
That's when my life changed.
I should get a tattoo.
Right.
If I had extra money, I'd
yeah,
get a
if you
tattoo.
You weren't a Jeep person?
That'd be so awesome. Like, what is that? Is that, you know, really sentimental to you? No, that's
yes.
the day my Dana 30 died.
I feel like you should get, like, a Jeep
Hardcore.
Tattoo, like an actual Jeep, and then just put red X's over all the stuff you broke.
That's a good idea. I think everyone in the Jeep should probably do that. They should just put Jeep and then a list of all the parts.
TK, sector shaft, Dana 30.
Just dates.
Yeah.
You don't need to
hard top,
you
know, soft top.
Just looks like you've lost an orphanage of a family. Oh, no, it's just. Did you lose a school bus full of kids? No, that was my transfer case.
I drive
that was
a
my
Jeep.
Opinion. I drive a Jeep.
Yeah.
Jeep life.
So that was a
Toyota
flatbed ride home from Fenton.
Yeah.
Awesome. And now we're...
Well, we took it back to the shop, and the shop pulled the... I was like, just pull the axle shafts. Like, I already knew. Like,
yeah.
You know.
You knew it was a wrap.
Got it and run it.
Right.
Right.
Hell yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's fine.
Yeah. Well, what could go wrong?
Don't let the wheels fall off. It's fine. Whatever. It's a JK. She'll be fine.
Yeah.
And here we are.
She'll be... She drove it here.
Parts.
It's out there in the parking lot.
Two-wheel drive race Jeep. That's what I see it.
Jeep speed event coming up.
And since then, power steering pump went bad. What else? Now I'm afraid my tires are going to explode.
At any moment because bad news.
Because bad news.
And then there's a video of you like slapping the steering wheel because that makes things work?
It does actually make the, so I can check my gas mileage.
Oh,
which,
okay.
Who cares? But
mine doesn't work either.
The button doesn't work until you got to hit it just in the right spot.
She's going to show you how to do the special steering
wheel. Does your blower motor pee water?
No.
So if I turn my AC on and turn left, water comes out of my dashboard.
This episode is not going to sell any Jeeps.
Yeah.
Sorry,
so I was actually, I went to the chiropractor. I went to see Dr. Chris.
Yeah.
And I was in his office. I'm like, looked at my floorboard. I'm like, it's getting wet. So I started doing circles, and it's just like water just, as long as it's on AC.
What is going on?
Water just pisses out of my blower motor. Like my whole floorboard's wet.
Did it finally stop?
I replaced the blower. I had the shop replace the blower motor.
Right, because it was blowing smoke.
Yeah. It was apparently just misted water.
It just blew magical smoke.
Yeah.
It was like a It's like a Halloween set.
So apparently if I would have waited and gotten to 12, I wouldn't have that problem, but I'd have, like, whatever she's got going on. Because mine's an 11.
You're just slowly turning into a fishbowl.
Yeah, if you want to go for a ride, you got to wear waterproof shoes, because you're going to get wet, bro.
Why am I here right now? Why do I love this?
Yeah.
Like, this is a horrible
idea.
What is
wrong with me?
I feel like I have the oldest Jeep here and I have less problems.
Yeah, you do. You have the oldest Jeep out of the crew. Because I got 99, 99, 01, and 11.
Nice
96. Nice. Well, you got two old. What's your CJ?
I got the 71 CJ in the garage. Yeah,
and you got the 40-something
Well, that one's yard art.
That's a yard art.
It's a flatty.
Yeah.
I rescued that from the woods.
Awesome.
And put it in my woods.
To be yard art.
Family's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't know.
Leave that alone.
I couldn't just leave it in the woods alone. Right. Like, I had to be able to, like, you know.
We go sit in it once in a while.
Do you have a heart?
Yeah, right?
Jesus.
Who can leave a flatty, it's gorgeous. Michigan yellow, too.
Mm.
Yeah.
Someone utilize that thing for some fun because it's got some it's got some old school upgrades.
Awesome.
The one over here?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You notice the headlights are blacked out? Like, that thing was raced hard. Okay. And they, you really want to know this? Anyway, it put a Kaiser, because it's the flat four cylinder.
Right.
A Kaiser head on it, and an old timer told me that increased compression.
Oh.
So you got a little extra ponies out of the old flathead four cylinder.
Put a shot of Jack in the oil to thin out the mix, too.
The Kaiser cars had the same engine, but they had a different head on them, so that it was the swap. That was the performance.
That was
back before performance parts,
right.
Mixed and matched, whatever fucking worked.
It's like when I flopped over my air filter in high school because I got that whistle sound. Like the same kind of deal.
It adds airflow, bro. But, like, everything's siliconed on it, so it was, like, or whatever, was caulk, probably some roofing material or something at the
tar.
Time, whatever, like, waterproof it.
Yeah.
So, obviously, like, the steering is all bent. Like, it obviously took a bad roll. I think it was having some fun back in the day. She took a bad roll, and that was her demise. So
still lives on in our hearts, though.
It does. It's gorgeous. Out there, just rusting, turning back into earth slowly, but I get we're going home, you know? It was a development area. I was going to get crushed or sent to scrap. I couldn't let it go.
She's on display.
Brought it back, and they're like, I'm like, no, there's no chance of restoring it. There's nothing left, but I'm going to put it off in the trees and yard art it.
Go out there and pour a little whiskey on it once in a while. Let it know we love it.
My dead homies. Yeah. My dead day in the 30s.
Pour one out.
My dead day in the
30s. Oh, my God.
Oh, nice. We should do that. I'm going to start collecting day in the 30 housings and line them up like the Cadillacs.
Make a fence out of them, yeah.
Like the Cadillacs.
Sounds like he's got to hang out with her long enough. He'll pick them up.
Sounds like she's upgrading. I don't think there are no more 30s in
She might call you,
future.
Hey, get these out of my house. Listen, I want these 30 and this 44 gone.
It's been a blessed 4 years, but I'm looking forward to the future.
A blessed
years. Waiting on parts like everybody else
now. You want to let the world know what you're upgrading to?
Dynatrack 60s.
Damn.
Hell yes.
Hell yeah.
So excited.
Went full
awesome.
Gangster on him.
Yeah.
Full gangster. Oh.
Dude, you're thrashing the place.
Yeah. I'm not used to having somebody else in the bubble so I can move my legs around.
Yeah. It works, though.
Yeah.
I bought. So I already got the wheels.
Okay.
Those came in.
Nice.
What'd you go with?
KMC's grenades.
Nice.
KMC's? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Hell yes.
Yeah. Now you're just waiting on something to put them on. Because you can't even run them because you're missing some lug nuts.
Yeah. Right.
And according to your stories, you're still up in the air on what you're going to wrap them with.
Tires. Yeah. I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sold on anything for sure.
Okay. Are you you're not leaning towards anything at all?
Leaning towards Mickey's.
Okay. We had them on the show. I really like talking to those guys. Yeah. They seem really rad.
Which one?
Bosses.
Yeah.
Hell yes.
So I wheeled with Ari and Alex, and they both ran them, and they did pretty well. We were down in Pennsylvania at the AOAA, the Anthracite Area Off-Road Park, and they did really well in the shale, and they were great tires.
Did they get cut up at all?
Not like ours did. Not like cause the BFGs we had. We were on 37-inch BFG KM3s, and they got shredded.
Okay.
But the Mickey seemed to hold up pretty well.
I love that tire.
Yeah.
I really do, because it's like that. I'm like, when we talk to the guys, I'm like, did you just, like, find an RC car and a Moon Rover? And
that's the XTT. She's looking at the Baja Bosses, right? Like the regular.
The same one?
No.
What am I thinking of?
The XTTs.
I don't know the difference.
The XTT has got the big bar across. It's like a pie sign, like a pie symbol. You're looking at the Baja Boss. It's more like mud terrain. Like you can drive it every day.
This is the part in the show, Katie, where everyone yells at us, like in their car. They're like, you idiots.
We need the guy from like Joe Rogan to put it on the screen for us.
We don't have that guy.
Well, find him.
We can't find him.
Get one of your kids. Get out here and Google this for us.
Get out here and Google this for us. Like, they're going to know what to Google.
I just said Baja Boss and XTT. Just put it in Google.
Baja Boss is the RC truck looking one.
I don't think so, big homie.
I have to say, I've had really good luck with my...
Which is that one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. See?
You're going to daily drive that thing?
That thing's rad. They support your poor decisions.
Thank you. Thank you. Finally, somebody.
I really do.
Thank you.
Because when we first saw those, were we in Moab when I saw those? I was like, pull over.
Yeah, they're on.
I have to touch those. I have to make sure that they're real.
I don't care about noise.
That is a tread design. Who does?
Well, a lot of people, apparently. They're like, oh, you don't want that on a daily driver. It's loud.
Do you see that tire?
Do you not see what
people are going to think you just came from the moon. Like, that tire is... It has to work because it looks like it can't do anything else but work. I love it. That's what I told the people at Mickey Thompson.
I appreciate people who are like... You know, looking out for a daily driver, right?
Yeah.
My only consideration for a daily driver is safety. Mm-hmm. I don't want sidewalls blown out. I don't need anything exploding. Like,
not
that's
on that large of a tire. What size are you going with?
40s.
Okay. Yeah. You're doing 1 tons, you're doing 40s. Yeah. That's a big sidewall to blow out.
Right.
To just
that's what I'm
scary.
Thinking. That's
right.
What I'm thinking.
Like, if I'm on the freeway.
And those are the new ones, right?
Those are the Baja Bosses.
Yeah.
Those are the Baja. Yeah.
Those are the regular Baja Bosses, apparently.
Oh, yes.
Those are nice, too.
Those are the ones I wheeled with in Pennsylvania. We've seen the other ones.
In Moab.
In Moab.
And we saw those. Whose Jeep was that? Was that? What's the name of that?
There was a couple. Was it
what's her name that drives the blue, light blue Jeep?
A Mischief Maker?
Mischief Maker. I think
Holly.
It was her Jeep. Yes. Because I was like, I have to, like,
He squeezes them. He walks up to them and squeezes them.
Like, oh, they're stickies. We were like, they're awesome. I'm like, that's like a pencil eraser. this is rad.
Yeah, he was very excited.
I don't have a lot of
about
experience.
Mickey's. They just stick out.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of experience with tires. This is only, the Pats I have now are only the seconds that I've run.
Okay. What'd you have? What came on it?
What I bought it with?
Yeah.
Bridge Grapplers.
Kumos.
I thought it should be like the one that was like a dragon scale.
Kumos.
It's like a dragon
I have not seen a more confused look on your face when I said Kumo. You were like, what the what?
I know exactly what tire you're talking about. And I'm like,
Well, right? They were on the Jeep and I didn't know any better. Whatever.
I'd run them if they came on the Jeep.
They were
run them till
terrible. They were okay. They never failed. So at this point, if they didn't fail... Like,
you're doing pretty good.
Right.
I think.
Ran them for 2 years. It was fine.
I think mine came when I got it and 33-inch Hankook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you sold them to your cousin or something.
Yeah. And he put them on his TJ, which is perfect.
But
yeah,
at this point, if you're going to spend
$1,000
or $1,500 or whatever, like spend a little bit more and get something quality. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
And what you want.
Yeah. Right.
Whatever. Get what you want, what you're happy with.
And at this point, I'd rather pay full price than, you know, get a discount on something that could potentially fail and kill me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, death is never a great outcome.
It's scary. Like, I can't believe. And I've had a lot of people follow up and send me pictures of failed tires.
You'd like to have that on your
treads
stone.
Ripped off. Like, like, ooh.
That's one thing to fail on a trail at 6 miles an hour, but to fail since it's a daily.
At 70. Die doing what you love on free tires.
Right.
Carcass separation at 80 sounds terrible.
Right.
Yeah. Not good.
No.
But
and they make Mickey's out of Play-Doh.
They do. We sent them Play-Doh. Play-Doh.
They said they make, when they do like a new tire design, they make clay models of the tires. So I sent them like 4 jars of Play-Doh and says, next tires, make sure they're Off-Road Garage Podcast branded or something.
Yeah, podcast approved. Yeah, so they take a drag radial that's completely flat, and then they mold the tread blocks.
With clay,
so they can like see it and see if it works for them.
Amazing.
Yeah,
it was awesome to talk to.
We had you said you want to be the president? Is that the right word for him? We had like the boss and the developer for Light Truck on a couple episodes ago. to develop the new, drop the new Baja radial something or other.
Yeah.
And they were
so
red.
Bad. Yeah. Sorry, Mickey Thompson, but it was awesome. Sure.
Yeah.
This is how it operates, kids.
That's why we got to have the person to put it on the screen. So I'm like, yeah, that right there. Episode 62. See, right there.
I know. People are like, hey, don't you remember your own episode? I'm like, no. I don't remember what I talk about. I barely. Yes, exactly. Hey. Yeah. Hey. Oh, you usually hear the ice jingling in the cup. Yeah. That's where it goes.
At least I learned my lesson about fake beadlocks. I will run actual beadlocks.
Okay.
Yeah. I pulled two tires off the bead at Windrock.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Twice.
You're so rowdy. I love it.
Once was on trail 44.
Okay.
Like up a hill. Nobody had any tools. So I go into this, like, you guys know what you're doing. Everybody's well-equipped, and everybody knows. Like, everybody has things to fix whatever goes wrong. Right. No worries, right? So
What was the group number you went with? Like, how many people?
Three other rigs. Me and three
perfect
other rigs.
Perfect size, too. Perfect size.
Four rigs.
Like, actually get actually make it down the trail. And
I'm the only V6, right? Everyone else is V8, twin-turbo V8. Like, just, I should not be there. Yeah. You don't fully understand.
Yeah.
Windrock in August, right? Track bar ripped off the axle, all the other shit that... I almost broke a finger, all the other shit that happened.
Almost broke a finger? Oh. Related to the track bar or something else?
Like, it was unrelated.
Like mountain
caught
flight
it in the
over
wheel.
Like a moonshiner or what?
No, just caught it in the wheel like a rookie.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And so I... So we're up... So I'm on a bypass, right? My buddy's like, take the bypass, it's easy, right? So I'm on the bypass, and I look, and I go, oh, this isn't so great. I'm pretty sure I pulled a tire off the bead. I'm pretty sure I have a flat tire. And he looks back, and he's like, God damn it, you obviously have a flat tire. Like, shit.
Doesn't take a rocket science to figure that one out.
Up a hill, no tools, no jack, no nothing. So they're looking in the back of the JK, like, well, she's got a stock jack.
It's got to have the scissor jack.
Broke that.
Yeah, of course.
Didn't work.
Immediately, right? Yeah.
So pile of rocks,
couple
of white guys, like, just thank God I have onboard air, or otherwise.
Right.
You
got that going
do?
For you, yeah.
Right.
Nice, okay.
Onboard air or like a CO2 tank, like a compressor or a tank?
Compressor.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. That was one of the first upgrades my dad and I decided to do in the Jeep was onboard air.
Smart.
That's a really smart upgrade.
We saw the thing where it's like all four tires at once.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Love it.
You just hook them up and push the button,
That would have come in handy on the last trip.
Every trip, bro. It's
insane.
That's like the worst part of the trip. Like you're done. You're sick of being in the truck. You want to air up.
No tank. No, you know.
Right.
It's just always ready to go.
It's like a Diablo or something like that.
Well, my dad custom made it, but it's based off the innovative JK Solutions kit.
Okay.
He saw that, and he was like, that's genius.
Right.
Yeah.
Doing that.
That sounds pretty rad.
That's pretty rad.
Yeah, because like, I've had all the 12 volts in my Jeeps, and it's like one tire at a time. Takes like a day to do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you've seen that piece of crap pump I had.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we burned that out.
My CO2 was awesome because it's super fast, but you can run out.
Yep. And then you're trying to source the CO2.
Yeah, and find like a fire, like I go to like a firefighter extinguisher repair place and they can do it for me. But like the one place by us only does it on Tuesdays. So like, if you're going on Friday and it's not done, it's not done.
Right.
There's beadlocks for you. It's an actual beadlock. See how mushy the tire is, all mushified?
Yeah.
Sean's ATX slabs and AOAA all mushed. Yeah.
He goes hard.
Yeah, he goes ham. Shout out Sean if you're listening. Love your face.
Yum.
So you really thrashed it at Windrock.
I was just trying to keep up, basically. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I love the fact that she blows it apart on a bypass too.
Really?
This is easy. And then after that happened, after that got fixed, right?
Yeah.
So he put the all right, we'll just keep going. You're fine. I was like, this is not fine. This is not fine. This is not fine.
Right.
Horrible, right? There's no bypass at Windrock. The bypass is...
still a 6 out of 10.
The welcome trail. My buddy, Jeff Pratt, crashed on the welcome trail.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh. Did they break anything?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Broken.
I like how she just, like, duh.
I know, right?
I said crashed, idiot, not drove around.
Yeah. Dumbass. How many days were you there?
We were there for probably, I think it was like 5 days. Okay. I wheeled 3 full days.
Nice.
And then okay. The Jeep said no more?
She said, please
the
stop.
Jeep and I both okay. said no more.
We're done getting beat up.
Yeah.
The Jeep, yeah. You, and the bank account? Yeah. I think we're done. I think this is good.
Everybody.
We've reached the weekend budget.
I think everybody broke that trip.
Right.
I mean, it's Windrock.
Yeah.
You guys, we gotta go.
It's Windrock.
We gotta go.
We gotta go.
Duh. It's Windrock.
It's insane. It's really. So that was my first moment.
Maybe when Angel finishes the YJ, we'll all meet in Windrock.
That'd be rowdy.
Yeah.
Until Angel finishes YJ, you'll have your parts in. We can get something here running good enough to take down there.
Late fall.
It might be the final trip of the CJ, but whatever.
All right. Just go get rowdy in Windrock.
Yeah. Trail 16.
Yeah.
What is Trail 16?
When's the moment?
Yeah?
Yeah. It's a badge of honor, which I don't really care about badge of honor
you gotta
stuff.
You got to get it, though. I mean, you got to get it.
But that was the first day, so Monday. Long story short, again, we're on a trail, whatever. My buddy, and there's an obstacle where basically you have to, like, send it, you know, if you're not lined up perfectly.
Okay.
Whatever. So my buddy Jason lines me up.
Not Widowmaker, is it?
No.
Okay.
Lines me up. He goes, go. And I'm just sitting there like, oh, okay, well, I'll just go. Just nailed the gas pedal, sent it up. And it happens so fast, right? Like, yeah. You don't really process what's going on. You don't have time to think about it. You're
Carnage
not
does,
sitting
yeah.
there going, like, okay, this is what I should do. This is what I should not do. Like, just go, right?
Especially
so just
as, like,
went.
A new wheeler. Like, I mean, you're right. New to wheeling at this point, and they brought you to Windrock.
The most I've ever done is Rocks and Valleys to
okay.
this point.
And now you're at Windrock, and they're like, go.
Go.
Just
you'll be fine.
So I go.
You let the eagle right? speak, full send.
So I go, and the next thing I know is all the guys, every single guy is like, oh, my God.
The dude noises.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God. Right?
Dude noises. Oh!
And the guy in front of me is like, holy shit, I just saw your Jeep 4 feet in the air.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? Like,
what do you mean?
I was like, just
she's got Justin Bieber out, blaring like, in there. Baby, baby, baby. Whoa.
Not off Revlimer. Do you ever give it back to him? Do you ever yell at them, hit it with your purse?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Yeah.
What's your favorite line?
Yeah.
I enjoy that line. And if I hear her yelling, I'm done. I'm dead. Yeah. Like,
either roll it or leave at this point.
Yes.
No video, no pictures.
Of course. That's
no
when you do your best action.
Of that moment, right?
Yeah,
my first real moment wheeling like
giving
men.
Giving it the beans.
I
just
wheeled like
it hard.
Men. Right. Yeah. Nothing. There's no
That's
memory
my job.
Except what's left mm-hmm. in my brain, which is.
Yeah.
Well.
That's what he's good at.
Yeah. That's what I'm here for.
He'll sacrifice the body to get a shot.
I almost got hit like 4 times in AOAA.
We've gotten really good at me going full throttle towards his face.
Yeah.
With the tires spinning. I'm off the rev limiter, mind you. And then, like, have to get on the binders quick before I just kill my
We were on a event with Milestar Tires this past weekend, 2 weekends ago, and I was hanging out the side of his truck while he was driving on trail to get photos of the truck behind us.
I saw that.
Yeah. He's like, just don't hit me into a tree, bro. I got this.
We hit one tree. I didn't have much of a choice.
I protected the camera, though. It's all that really mattered. Got a branch in the back of the head. I'm like, my camera. So, yeah, next time, if you go wheeling, I'll come and I'll make sure I got some photos of you 3 feet off the ground, tires just churning. Big devilish smile, like, I got a 60 now, I don't care.
I had a 60.
And I'm just like,
break something else.
I don't know what happened. And all the guys are like, what the oh my God, who brought this girl? Like, she just showed us all up.
Hi.
Like, shit. Right?
You should listen to Bieber while you're wheeling.
Here I'm at the top of the trail with my 30, surviving 38. Oh.
And then 23 took it out.
What's the matter? That turbo swap V8 can't do it?
No, he did it. He did it. He did it easily. But
yeah, but I mean, as he should.
And he looked back as and was should. Like, okay.
You got to love when Trail 16,
okay.
Trail 16 that's down there can't compare to 23 with our potholes.
That's accurate, actually. I didn't break the Dana 30 at Windrock. I broke it on 23. 23. Shit.
Coming through town.
Dunsies.
The poor thing probably just got tired and just gave up.
I was like, listen, my future is not looking good.
Yeah.
I'll always wonder if it started at because, again, Windrock was the start for all of my
I'm sure there were stress fractures or something. Because he grenaded his Dana 30 in West Branch doing the same thing. Wheel stand, and it came down, and both U joints let go.
Jeez.
And that was in snow, so that wasn't even anything crazy.
Yeah.
That was what prompted Professor Von Tunswap to be Vince Tunswap and not Von 30 guy.
Yeah, it's not as fun of a name.
Yeah.
Makes me sound like I'm smart. Not. I just weld things together.
My 30 is doing okay, knock on wood. Let's get some salt.
This guy has got a low opinion 30 to survive Moab.
I've had it in my Jeep since 99.
It's a unique 30 because it does have lockout hubs. It's got the lockout hub conversion.
Yeah.
Really?
Dana 30 with lockouts and chromos. It's been in there since I got the Jeep 99. I think I put that axle in 01, and it's been there ever since. It's been to Moab. It's been around Michigan a lot. I don't know. I try to avoid wheel stand in it. I mean, that's probably part of it, I guess.
Try.
Yeah.
we try.
Wheelies.
We try.
Just hit it. Just send it.
Yeah. There's no point in keeping that front end on the ground.
Yeah. Why? Anybody can do that.
Yeah. Anyone can drive four wheels through something. Much more fun to get the front end in the air.
Yeah.
Start bouncing through stuff.
She's just like, smash. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. I'm here to break stuff, have a good time. I'm here for a good time, not a long time, so let's punish stuff.
Listen, you guys take me out wheeling, and you're like, don't worry about it. We'll fix it. Okay.
Well, that's the problem. That's the first problem right there. We usually go with, like, if you break, you're staying here.
Yeah. You're like, I can't weld that transfer case back together.
I don't mechanic.
I don't
mechanic well.
Second shirt.
I just point. You're like, that's broke.
I'm going to get that shirt made,
this
too.
This is making horrible noises.
All the smoke came out of this. All the liquid came out.
Horrible idea. He does the same thing, by the way. I'm just saying. It's not like, I'm not like, no. It's like, this is broke. This is like making a noise.
I've been doing it for 2 years. I don't care.
Like, what do you mean? Like, you drive it like this?
Yeah.
So we built my TJ. And we went wheeling all over Moab. I drove around for a little while here, and I put it away for the winter. The next summer, I get it out, I take it to get gas, and brake lines blow out of it. And he's like, that could have happened on a mountain. Did you look at it? I'm like, no, I just put it back in the garage.
I think we were loading up to go to the UP for this last trip, and I walked by the TJ. I'm like, dude, there's so many colors of fluids underneath that thing. Like, oh, my God.
It became a really good shelf in my garage, though.
It's good. There's so many flat spots on it. They're great for that. They don't. Yeah. They break. They sit broke for a while. They're flat.
We got to store a
bunch of things on them.
I promised the wife would fix hers this year, so I got to get hers fixed so she can drive it around and be badass. Nice. Yeah, and then we'll look at mine later.
Can always tell our parking spaces.
Oh yeah.
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 Mine's got
leaking. It has it.
A
it's
lot
fine.
Of red fluid. Yeah.
Yeah, you lost trans and brake.
Yeah. I think most of the brake's done. I think it stopped leaking already. I think it's mostly trans now.
Perfect. It's just hemorrhaging fluid.
But it's killing all the bugs in my garage for some reason, which is super rad. They're all dead in a little pool underneath my Jeep, so they're not in my kayaks and stuff, which I'm cool with.
That's a win.
Yeah.
It's a win.
I don't see a problem.
No. Enough, yeah. Then the trans isn't rusty.
It's aluminum. But sure. Yeah. Okay. Go with that. I think that's like the mechanical guy. Like that's like the jealousy I have.
Yeah,
is y'all can just go out there and beat on it, and you're like, ah, and I'm like, ah, stressing out. I'm like, that could be like the pinion bearing. What if that's
I just turned the radio up.
And no, he doesn't.
He's like, hey, you hear that? I'm like, yeah. Crank up the radio. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, at the same time, I ignore a bunch of stuff too.
Yeah. But the problem is like, what's your rule?
What do you mean?
What's your go-to mantra?
You can do anything once.
Oh, that. If you know the rules, you can break them.
Oh yeah, that's it.
So he's like, yeah, that shouldn't be doing that. But if I don't go over 30, it'll be okay.
Then you drive your Jeep across the Upper Peninsula for 4 hours. Horrible idea.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Why would you do that?
It's fine.
No, it wasn't. We almost died several times. He doesn't know because he was asleep.
Dude, I don't know what happened to me. Like, I had, like, narcolepsy.
He was. He might be like passing out.
Dude, I was sitting there talking.
He's probably the best Jeep passenger you can have because he's not screaming in terror every time the Jeep decides to all of a sudden veer towards a double gravel hauler.
But every time I woke up, that's what it was doing. Every time I wake up, like, oh, there's a log.
You still didn't scream. You're like, he's got this.
I'm like, this is my time. Like, it's what it is, bro. Had a great weekend.
It's worse ways to go out.
Yeah, definitely.
So you were talking about being at something at KOH or some kind of Ultra 4 race. What was that all about?
Rush,
okay.
Kentucky.
What's that?
It was just an Ultra 4 race.
Okay, he follows races. I don't.
Yeah.
It was like the East Division or North Division. Okay. I'm not sure.
Was that when we got invited by some of the guys from Arizona to come watch it or something, right? They said, come down, we'll be in Kentucky, you should come down with us. And we're like, I got to work. Adulting is stupid.
Yeah, I think so, but I'm going to try to go to Wisconsin, I think.
Okay.
Crandon?
Yeah. Yeah, that's your routing.
It was awesome. Oh, my God, it was awesome.
Okay.
Like, just such a cool experience. Just being at camp with, like, nothing but race fuel and, you know.
Yes.
Rad people and motors.
All day long, all night long.
V8s letting the Freedom Eagles scream.
Oh, my God, yeah. Freedom just amazing, Eagles. Right? And it wasn't just the Ultra 4 race, so it's not just the race. Yeah. It was also Rock Bouncers, like, guys.
I feel like you're probably a fan of the Rock Bouncers, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the noise. Yeah. Full send.
Right. So the first thing, like, I've watched YouTube videos, obviously. I've seen it, you know, online, but I've never seen it in
person. Yeah, you watch the Mad Ram 11, you're like, those guys are insane.
Right,
they
and then you're
hard.
There. You're there seeing it happen. Like, it's the first step just...
It's that better. Like, you're just like, yeah.
Unbelievable. It was awesome. So much fun.
It sounds super rad. I mean, it just sounds like something cool to see and cool to be part of and hear and rad photos and good people.
So we, the night before the actual event happened, we pulled up on the obstacle, the rock ledge, whatever, the wall, right? And it's like just, you're vertical, like in the buggy, like we're like.
Oh, so you straight went for a ride, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell yes.
Yeah, my Jeep couldn't make it, obviously. My shit's been broke.
I feel like you tried.
Yeah, you still tried. Like,
so you pull up on this, and you're just looking like, there's no way anybody's going to make it up
this.
It's
not possible.
It's not possible for any vehicle.
I failed physics, but I get this part.
Yeah. Right. This can't happen. And then you watch it, like, oh, my God, it's just awesome. I'm like, if you don't find that cool,
awesome,
like, if you don't get into that, I can't help you. Like, you might be dead.
Or smarter than us. Like,
smarter. Yeah,
I think that's there's a difference there. You know what I mean? That's like the East Coast horsepower magic, and the West Coast. Yeah. You know, they just like drive up it on like some bald stickies.
It's like all that argument all the time. Like, you know, West Coast, East Coast, but they're both rad. But like some of the stuff we have to do
so
out here,
many different ways. Yeah. You know, West Coast just magically walks up this like 90-degree. Like, how did you just defy gravity?
And then
the East Coast is like, we're just going to give it 1,200 horsepower, and we're just going to just launch it up there, up this muddy, slimy, jagged cliff.
With, like, bowling ball-sized boulders shooting out in the roost, taking people out down the hill. Like,
right.
It's ridiculous, yeah.
I don't know how you maintain control driving. Like, these guys, like, you have to be such a talented driver. Like, how do you do that? How do you maintain control?
Because they're steering with the front and the rear.
Yeah.
Most of them have, like, rear steer. And
it's crazy.
It's so much like, remember, you used to watch motocross back in the day, right? Yeah. Remember Ricky Carmichael?
Yeah.
He always said you have to be okay with chaos.
Yeah.
Because the bike would do so much underneath him, and he would just be like,
that's
what these rock bouncers
that
are.
That goes back to that whole dirt bike conversation that I've never been down with.
Yep. So for him, it was like the bike would do so much craziness. These guys have to be okay with chaos because the tires are spitting, the motor's screaming, and you're just like, yeah, dude, I'm good.
I mean, you're upside down and you're still driving. Right. Like, you're still trying to recover. Like, you're still driving.
Absolutely. You're just giving suggestions.
Right.
You're like, I kind of want to go in that area.
There's a tree on the left. I want to kind of angle right if I could.
Oh, I hit the tree. Oh, damn it.
And then there's me at Windrock, and I'm like 2 feet on the brake, like, oh my God, it's Jesus Christ, fucking stop it right now. Like, I can't.
Somebody found religion real quick.
like, please stop. If I ask one thing, just stop.
It's amazing to me.
Right.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I can understand that.
We totally understand that. We get that.
I want to do it.
Anybody out there that's got a sponsorship available, she's willing to beat your rig into submission.
Yeah. My Sahara identifies as a rock bouncer. Yeah. So, yeah. It's Pride Month.
I kind of got that impression.
Like, another sticker. Another sticker right there.
Can I get a rainbow?
Identify as a rock bouncer.
I identify as a rock bouncer. Someone's stealing that for sure.
It's gone already. Angel, I hope it's you, bro. Like,
it's got to be. If anyone.
He's on his circuit right now. His little cricket in the basement. Cutting him out.
Oh my God.
Hopefully he recognized they're both wearing his hat tonight.
Oh, he does. Angel, shout out.
It's over here, right?
Seven slot, bro.
Pride.
Absolutely. Right there. Bam. Yeah. Seven slot.
Okay.
Well, rabbit. We are at the magic 55 minutes.
Really? That was 55 minutes?
It was like probably time. It was a good hang.
Really?
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's it?
I can always have you back if people like you.
Well, nobody likes me, so.
Always have you back and have you back and fix your junk. You put it up on the hoist and fix your junk. Or look at all the stuff.
You know what?
Is that an offer?
Yes, absolutely. Your official friend of the Off-Road Garage Podcast. The lift is yours.
She's about to pull it in right now.
Pull it in right now and be like, fix this.
Started smoking on the way here, boys.
You're going to regret this.
well,
99 problems. My Jeep will be all of them.
It says Jeep on the front. I think it is. It's a problem. Do they engineer it this way?
I think
I have a friend who just he just leased his oldest son or young middle son a Jeep for high school.
This is my friend. I don't know anything about him, but he's my friend.
Whatever. It's one of his kids. He's got a bunch of kids. They're sons. I don't pay attention. Anyway, I'm like, you really? He's like, oh, that thing's pretty nice. I'm like, oh, man. I'm glad you leased it. I'm like, you understand? No, this is a sickness. This is a problem.
Yeah. Not to mention what a high school kid can do to that stupid thing.
Yeah. Well, they're it's like a modern day high school kid. They're kind of.
Yeah, but he could be a yee-yee boy.
No, he's not.
He could find out.
I know that much.
He could be like, yee-yee.
I might not know the age range that he's in, but I know that he's probably not sending it.
Did you think I would be a yee-yee boy?
I think you are a little bit.
I think you go hard. I know you send it. I like that.
I mean, boots, but other than that, I think you're pretty close.
Yeah. Well, it's summer. My feet would sweat.
I definitely feel like you give it the beans. I feel like you've definitely seen the rev limiter, but I think you were focused on, the horizon. counting stars or something.
Before this goes too far, I should probably hit the music.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do it. Oh, we got 55 minutes. You're going to get off Instagrams. Hit the music.
Go ahead. Give your Instagrams.
Hit it. Oh, yeah. What's your Instagram? How can people find you?
KittyCatJK.
KittyCatJK at Instagram. Don't forget Off-Road Garage Podcast and all your major stuff.
Man, thanks for hanging out.
If you like her, let us know in the comments. We'll have her back on.